its share of injustice. Kind was the spirit in many a way, but its protectors and friends have been sleeping. Now it's a monster and will not obey. The cities have turned into dumbholes, and corruption is spread in the land. The police force is watching the people, and the people just can't understand. We don't know how to mind our own business, 'cause the whole
America, where are you now? Don't you care about your sons and daughters? Social comment there on the Vietnam War from their 1969 album, but out as a single in the United Kingdom on the 23rd of January 1970. Steppenwolf and the truncated single version of Monster. I think it was about 9 minutes long. Yep. on the album.
Minutes 15.
But there we had to make do with 3 minutes and 44. On Stateside Donhill, probably already said that. And we began with The Pioneers and Samphie Man. Wow. S-A-M-F-I-E.
Oh, no,
it's a long way from Long Shot Kick the Bucket. Yeah. Trojan Records there. And now on Parlophone Records, unless Les got more to tell me about Steppenwolf and the album and the...
Yeah, it was the fourth studio album.
Yeah.
And... it was their fourth album, and also it was the most political of all their albums, very much so. As Chris mentioned, it was a lot of references to
the politics
of the time, mostly the Vietnam War, which was raging pretty well there, right through till the early 70s, I think.
Yes, yes. I'm not sure if I said the single was actually called Monster, like the album. I did. I may have.
Formed, by the way, in California in 1967. I mean, their biggest hit, of course, was Born to be Wild, I think, was their, what everybody knows them as.
Where they gave birth to those words, heavy metal.
Yeah.
Heavy metal thunder. Yeah. And now, something early on Parlophone Records from The Sweet, well known by about, what, 72, 73, Blockbuster,
yeah,
Pool Room Blitz.
But we're here, not going to put the sirens
on just yet. But I can't find the A side of this single, All You'll Ever Get From Me. So we've got to make do with the B side, but they were notorious for having really good B sides on which they played themselves, which they may not have done on their earlier A-sides.
See you. Sie hören Chris B., aber ich hoffe, Sie hören nicht nur, sondern Sie lauschen diesen wohlbekannten Songs.
My Bellamy, you were a child of the sun and the sky and the deep blue sea. My Bellamy, après tous les beaux jours, je te dis merci, merci. You were the answer on all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you and always do. That you amaze me by leaving me now and starting new. My Bellamy, I'm in love with you. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. Let's forgive my substitute to be king. Let the bells ring. The sun and the sky and the deep blue sea. My Bellamy, there was a time that you thought that your only friend was me. You were the answer on all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you and always do. That you amaze me, believe in me now, start anew. My Bellamy, I'm in love with you. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. Let's forgive my substitute to be king. Let the bells ring, let the birds sing. The sky and the deep blue sea. My Bellamy, après tous les beaux jours, je te dis merci, merci. You were the answer on all my questions before we're through. I want to tell you that I adore you and always do. That you amaze me, believe in me now and start anew. My Bellamy, I'm in love with you. My Bellamy, I'm in love with you.
My Bellamy, I'm in love with you. That was the Tea Set, T-double-E. I think they were a Dutch band, weren't they, Les?
Yeah, formed in Delft 1966.
Yeah, yeah. And I remember that being played on Radio Veronica in 69, because we had no offshore radio, United Kingdom offshore radio in 69 whatsoever. There was no Radio Caroline.
No.
And RNI.
Radio Veronica was around
from
about 63, was it?
Yeah,
64?
It was there a long time. They seemed to stick it out longer than the British guys did. But then RNI came along in this month, January 1970. So I guess we would have heard it on RNI from now onwards, because these are the new singles. As released on the 23rd of January 1970, we take this listing from the new singles, a weekly listing of 45 RPM recordings as printed, published by Francis Anthony Limited of St Austell in Cornwall. And prior to this, it was the B-side of a Sweet single called The Juicer on Parlophone, because that was pretty heavy stuff.
It's
beginning to get heavy now. You see, we've got into 1970, and the very early prog rock of sort of 68, 69 is coming of age now, and Things are getting interesting. We could have played this week, but I'm not going to. We could have played Love Me a Little Bit More by Max Bygraves, but we haven't got the time because we got too much decent. Not that Max Bygraves was indecent stuff. It was... So, yes, but this could be regarded as indecent now. This is Jim Dale, who was with the Carry On gang, wasn't he?
Yes, yeah.
He was also, I think he was a songwriter and singer. Well, he's certainly a singer here. And this tune, it's the theme tune to a film called Twinkie, starring Susan George as a schoolgirl and Charles Bronson, who even in this film was in his 30s, and he marries a 16-year-old schoolgirl. Now, you couldn't make it up, and I doubt they would these days. So let us listen to Jim Dale singing this innocent song called Twinkie.
Twinkie, I think you're growing up too soon, girl. Twinkie, I think you're growing up too soon. I never met a girl like this for me. Dumb but pretty like a schoolgirl should be.
Twinkie,
I think you're growing up too soon, girl. Take a look at her, 16 summers and a month or two. A grown-up lover when the girls can't see you.
Twinkie,
you've woken up too soon. Pretty crazy, dizzy as a daisy, that's the game you play. Then you kiss and give the game away. And I forget about the pretty young girl on a two-wheel bike. All I see is a devil who looks like
Twinkie.
I think you're growing up too soon, girl. You try to live it up too soon. Secrets hidden by a great big grin. She's got something that the class can't share in.
Twinkie,
you break your heart too soon. A little gal type, a sort of Tinkerbell type, clowning all you can. When we touch, I feel like Peter Pan. And I forget about the pretty young girl on a two-wheel bike. All I see is a Jezebel just like
Twinkie.
I think you're growing up too soon, girl. You try to live it up too soon. Summers and a month or two. A grown-up lover when the girls can't see you.
Twinkie,
you've woken up too soon. A little gal type, a sort of Tinkerbell type, clowning all you can. When we touch, I feel like Peter Pan. And I forget about the pretty young girl on a two-wheel bike. All I see is a Jezebel just like
Twinkie.
I think you're growing up too soon, girl.
Twinkie,
you try to live it up too soon, girl.
From Very Innocent Times, 1970, Jim Dale with Twinkie on the Pi record label. Dumb but pretty like girls should be, Jim Dale was singing there.
It's interesting that it was released under the name of Lola. The original title was obviously Twinkie, but it was also released under the name Lola, which was the film.
Yes, yeah.
The film actually was directed by the well-known director Richard Donner, who went on to produce and make the film The Omen.
Oh, yeah.
So that's quite a contrast there.
It is, yeah.
Released in 1969, obviously Charles Bronson was in it.
Yes.
And also Susan George, a very young...
Unbelievable.
Yes, at the time.
If you've seen clips of the film, it's schoolgirls riding around on bicycles.
Which were, I mean, it's...
Short skirts and white socks.
It said it reflected the the sexual times that they lived in it in the 60s, you know.
Yep.
And other notable people that was in this thing, well, you could say it was a bit of a turkey, really, for some of them. Among the notables that all those saw appeared in it were Jack Hawkins, Trevor Howard, Lionel Jeffries.
He directed The Railway Children, didn't he?
Yeah, that's right. Yep. And also, and Twinkie's mum was played by none other than Honor Blackman.
Pretty young girl on a two-wheel bike, 16 summers and a month or two was her age. Let us return to the land of Prague now. This is going to be the Rugbees, and the record label is Polydor. This is Vendigal the Warlock. I bet you've never heard of Vendigal the Warlock. We should have had one of those big levers to fade this in. Let us rock.
Let's rock. Ah!
Now I see that by your clock, friend, it is nearly 1:30. You have beat me at my game, man, and I really must be gone. Now you're laughing. How could I be so blind? I must go. I must go. Ah! They're cutting me like knives. Ah! I'm dissolving. Ah! I'm transparent. I'm melting through the
turn.
Oh, that was good, wasn't it, Les?
Oh, yeah.
We got...
Certainly different. That's a rarity, that is.
Carried away listening to the Rugbees and Wender... Wendigal?
Wendigal.
Wendigal. Let me spell that for you. Wendigahl, the Warlock.
Wendigal, the Warlock.
On Polydor Records. Rather spookily, the catalogue number was Polydor 56789. It must have some deep hidden meaning, or possibly that was the next catalogue number Polydor came up with.
It was a follow-up to what was a mildly successful single, which came off their one and only album called Hot Cargo. The single was called U.I., but that wasn't all that successful, and this one was even worse, so they just disappeared into obscurity. In saying that, they've re-released an album, which you can get on the internet, of The Lost... tracks or something,
yeah,
which came out about 2007.
Yes, that is the good thing, isn't it? If you're loyal to the music that you liked about 50 years ago, you do find that you eventually get to hear other tracks that the band did.
The Lost Sessions.
At the time. Yeah. There's only one track to follow the Rugbees with and Wendigal the Warlock, and that is going to be King Horror and Loch Ness Monster.
Oh.
Loch Ness Monster. Strikes! Loch Ness Monster strikes from the depth of the sea. I come to destroy. Monster. beware.
Brilliant.
I can be dangerous. Loch Ness
Monster.
Monster. Loch Ness Monster.
Every week,
that's
something stands out, doesn't it? But I think the last one stood out, actually. But that is Loch Ness Monster from King Horror, produced by Laurel Aitken. Very early work there. On Grape Records, a subsidiary of Trojan Records. And you may have heard Les joining in there, getting enthusiastic. Skeggy, was it?
Skeggy.
Yeah, so each week it looks a fairly unpromising list, but we knock it into shape and we find some, you know, we're not, this is nothing we're discovering, this is just what was released the 23rd of January in 1970, when 51 singles came out, all full of hope to get somewhere, most of which didn't. This next one did. It's all sweet, light and fluffy, and a representative of the Principality of Wales. This is Mary Hopkin. Do we remember Tema Harbour?
Yes.
In a giant lemon tree, my friend and me, we both climbed down and crossed the sand until we reached the sea. And the waves come high, high as we sway and dance. And the way I feel makes me want to take a chance. Sing a song of Tema Harbour. Climb a coconut tree, catch a fish and light a fire, drink some wine with me. And if you say you like me, and I like you, we can live and dream together in a world that's new. Sunshine, sunshine. In the treehouse here we lay, above the blue sea spray. The tide rolls in and on the wind, guitars begin to play. The waves come high, high as we sway and dance. And the way song of Tema Harbour, climb a coconut tree, catch a fish and light a fire, drink some wine with me. And if you say you like me, and I like you, we can live and dream together in a world that's new. Sunshine, sunshine, sunshine.
sunshine, sunshine. Sing a song of Tama Harbor. Climb a coconut tree. Catch a fish and light a fire. Drink some wine with me. La la la.
You see, there was no bad music released. It's just there was too much released, and the chances of all of them getting in the charts were virtually nil. It was Mary Hopkin who did get into the chart with Tama Harbor. Apple Records, Apple 22. Les is doing a bit of research there, I believe.
Interesting enough, that was on the album Those Were the Days, which is another great hit with that.
Yeah, yeah, yes, that's right. It was her first hit written by Paul McCartney, the first one?
Yeah. So it's quite an interesting album. Yeah. Looking on there, she also recorded a version of Knock Knock Who's There, was also on that same album.
Because that was her Eurovision song contest entry, was. I seem to remember she did six different songs, and that was the one that was chosen by the great British public. And I don't think all of the six tunes are available. Even now, I don't think you can listen to all of her Eurovision entries if you would want to. And I think I would want to, actually. Next, on Major Minor Records, Les. You will know this, but not this version. The hit was by Shocking Blue. The song was called Venus.
Yep.
This is a band called The Sands on Major Minor Records.
Love and Venus. Chris B. at towardtheunknownregion.com.
You're listening to Chris B.
Not just listening, I hope, but joining in with all these tunes you know so well.
With the fact that there's a rumor going round, it seems that I better state my case. I'd like to clear up the misunderstandings that surround our latest excursions into space. Count the stars along the Milky Way. I won't leave you not tonight, you'll say. If you try to love me, try to love me, show me you do the way that I love you. In spite of the difficulties met with at the start, the probe will be carried out as planned. The problem is now the mere question of the human heart and what sort of stress it can withstand. Count the stars along the Milky Way. I won't leave you not tonight, you'll say. If you try to love me, try to love me, show me you do the way that I love you. When I look into your eyes, you'll say, the world of man is very far away. Stay with me, let me hear you say. But you try to love me, show me you do the way that I love you. When I look into your eyes, you'll say, the world of man is very far away. Stay with me, let me hear you say. But you try to love me,
A competent recording Pippi Poppi song there from Sight and Sound, which you've been having difficulty finding out about the band. That track was called Josie on Pi Records, and it was one of 51 singles released this week, the 23rd of January 1970.
Wow.
How is the research department doing on that particular one?
Well, apparently it was written by Grant Kearney, who was the guitarist.
Yep.
And that's all I can find about it.
Yeah, so one of many singles that were quite literally lost without
still,
trace.
They're still and going, apparently.
Very little information, though, about
them. But formed
them.
They were a Birmingham-based band.
Yeah.
Formed in the early 60s.
Oh, so they were a British band,
yes,
then. Yeah. Well, it's nearly time to go. Let us listen to... You're going to love this one, Les. I know your table bongos are going to come into action here. This is Calliope, or perhaps it's Calliope. C-A-L-L-I-O-P-E. I think it's Calliope on the Uni record label. And this track is called Clear Mud. It's about as clear as we've been all through the programme, Les.
Thank you.
that you've made out of clay. You want to go, but you'll have to stay. Yes, you want to go, but you'll have to stay. Something like that. Is your way all but not where it's at? Is your way all but not where it's at?
Calliope or Calliope.
The most prominent of the muses, the nine sister goddesses in Greek mythology, who presided over poetry, song and the arts and sciences. So Calliope was the most prominent, hence the name.
And don't make all those fairground rides.
Yeah, that's also a steam organ fairgrounds, so also called a calliope as well.
It's one of those where the horses are going up and down and you're sitting on it feeling rather foolish because you're far too old to do it anymore. So, yeah, we played both sides of that single, and it was Clear Mud and Wiser. It's nearly time to say goodbye. Let us, first of all, listen to Tinga and Ernie. Tinga and Ernie on Explosion Records, and this is called She's Gone. No, try again. Thank goodness we've nearly finished, Les.
It's been a marathon.
So
said, Les, but you recognise that as a Bob Marley tune.
Yeah, he's recorded it. I think they originally wrote it, I think.
Yeah, just get a bit nearer the microphone.
Yeah, so I think that was one of Bob Marley's originals.
Yeah, she's gone.
Tinga Stewart and Ernest Wilson.
Ah, on the label Tinga and Ernie on Explosion Records. Yes. Well, many thanks for listening, all of you out there, as we've kind of headed, we're definitely headed toward the unknown region. We've not just me in the studio, but my friend Les Newman from the past. I hope you're going to be here more often, Les.
I hope to be.
Many thanks for joining in today, Les, and hope to see you in the studio very soon again. We've been listening to the new singles on sale from the 23rd of January 1970. We'll do it all again next week when it'll be the 30th of January, and I can't even tell you what delights we've got to play next week. Going to leave you with a really long single. It's parts one and two. The Ghetto on Atco Records by Donny Hathaway.
Really?
So we'll be seeing you.
Be seeing you.
Won't we, Les?
Be seeing you.
Yes, this is the ghetto. Showing up now,